And Sean Callan, our digital sports guru, is with us here each Saturday morning. G'day, Sean. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks, Francis.
It's been a fascinating week watching the US Open, the Paralympics, everything else, and finding it hard to keep up with everything.
Yeah, it is. A friend of mine actually is over there checking out, fulfilling a bucket list of three of four. She's now at three of four of the Grand Slams, so she's over there enjoying the US Open. So,
well, it's a good day to be there. Stoser winning as well. Won last 14 US Open matches, extraordinary record for Sam Stoser. Buying tickets to big events, not easy. I reckon also for the increasing competition in the space for sports organisations to sell tickets is not easy either, because you've got to identify your target market and you've got to make it attractive to them, because there's so many options now for sports fans.
Definitely, you know, and at SEAT in Boston, they added a stream for CRM. For people who don't know CRM, it's customer relationship management systems, and the way that sports teams over there are using them to better identify sales targets, both from a ticketing point of view for season tickets, but also from a sponsorship point of view. So some really sophisticated stuff happening there in being able to identify, you know, look at a database, identify the fans, but then actually call them. So there's a real big emphasis on ticket sellers and ticket reps and effectively sales reps. So it's not telemarketing. It's about building that relationship, which we've talked about from a social media point of view, but having that personal touch of calling you up and saying, asking what you're looking for, what you want in a season ticket, what are other amenities.
It's fascinating, because I was at home, it was my dad's 70th yesterday, happy birthday, Dad, and my brothers and sisters all got together, and we're all footy fans, barrack for different clubs. Part of my family's St Kilda, part of Essendon. So we're actually sitting there going, how much do you pay for your silver membership at the Essendon Football Club, and what do you get for it, and how much are we paying for ours? And someone over there was an AFL member, and they go, well, maybe that's a better option. So there were three or four different sort of, we were literally doing a, it was like a little in-house service survey group working out, I think I'm being ripped here. So it was really interesting, the disparity there, but also the curiosity people had about what value they were getting for their spend, for their entertainment or sports experience.
Well, that's the thing. And yeah, now that all the clubs are now looking forward to diversify their offerings. I think Collingwood were the first to start offering that 3-game membership. They looked at their database, and this is what, you know, CRM's all about. They looked at their database and they saw a need, and they saw that there were fans who wanted to come to the games but couldn't come to all the games. And so they defined a package, which was, now we know, is a 3-game package, and that did help expand their membership. They're not all, you know, full season members, but it gets them on the, it gets them in the database. It gets them as a paying customer, and you know,
and you can start building a relationship with them.
Start building a relationship with them, and a person who's a 3-game membership might become a full game, you know, might become an 11 gamer next year, and might become an 18 gamer, and those kind of things. So it's about upscaling that that fan.
Who was ahead of the curve in the States who you met there at the SEAT conference? Who was doing this better than others?
So one of the guys that I did meet was Chris Zeppenfeld from the Charlotte Bobcats. So the Charlotte Bobcats are in the NBA. And they're not doing the best on field, but from a sophistication of their sales team and using CRM, they're doing a really great job to sell out their stadium and sell a whole bunch of tickets.
Well, he's with us this morning here on Grandstand Breakfast here in Australia. G'day, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. How is everybody over there?
Not too bad. We're a lot happy now that Leighton Hewitt's won his match there in New York, so that's put a smile on everyone's faces here in Australia this morning. Firstly, I mean, how hard is it when your team's not going well, like the Bobcats have had maybe a tough time of it in the last couple of seasons, to actually continue to get people through the gates and give them an experience they'll actually enjoy and pay money for?
You know, I think the biggest thing that we try to do, you know, with our fans is, you know, is kind of describe them as a little bit more than just kind of what's going on in the court. It's the experience of, you know, taking out your son or your daughter to a game, you know, taking out, you know, your best business client or vendor or prospect, and giving them the best experience that they can have for a night out. You know, it's a little bit more than just what you see on the court. And I think that's the really key thing that we try to push here. You know, and eventually, you know, as the team gets better, then, you know, you can start highlighting the different things that are going on the court.
Chris, we discussed yesterday the differences and the developments in the sports CRM space, and how the different teams are really attacking the space and treating sports as a business. Who are some of the teams that are doing a really good job in the space of sales and using sports CRM to really maximize what they can bring to the table?
Yeah, and I think there's kind of two groups of teams that are doing this well. I think you've got one group that is, you know, maybe doesn't have to sell as many tickets, but utilizing CRM to kind of get this 360 view of a customer and maximize the potential revenue that they can get. And I think teams like the Dallas Cowboys, the Boston Celtics do this very well. Those guys, I think, really have thought about, not just ticket sales, but looking at, merchandise and online food and beverage and website traffic and those types of things to really understand what their customers are doing, not just, when they go to the game, but just outside and how they interact with their product outside of the stadium. I think some of the teams that are a little bit more kind of ticket sales focused or sponsorship focused would be the Philadelphia 76ers. I think Mark DiMaruzio did a tremendous job down there. I was really impressed with some of the stuff that they're doing. I'd have to say the New Orleans Hornets and the Toronto Raptors and Maple Leafs, that MLS e-group does a really good job. Those are some of the pioneers in the NBA of really coming out with, a CRM solution for the team.
What about for your franchise there, Chris? What are some of the things that you've learned from your fans in the last two or three years with services that they expected you to deliver to enhance their game day or their experience of the Bobcats?
I think the biggest change that we had over the last 3 years is really understanding that, we have a sales staff of 40 people, who make, a number of outbound calls per day. As you can imagine, at the Bobcats, we don't have a ton of people just ringing in on the phones to, clamoring for Bobcats tickets quite like other teams do. So we're very aggressive in going out to the public and having to make outbound sales. And I think the biggest thing we've done is really make sure that we are maximizing those reps efforts. I think in the past, they might just take a list of single game buyers and, just kind of randomly distribute those out. And now it's a far greater science to that. And CRM's a big piece of that, that kind of helps determine, who's going to get a phone call from us. Is it because, they've clicked on our website or from our lead scoring program, do they score well? Have they done something with their email behavior? So they opened or clicked one of our emails. What did they click on their email? Those types of things factor in as to whether or not, we're going to have one of our trained sales reps.
So you almost have like their electronic DNA to be able to track what will, flick their switch in a way.
I'm sorry?
So you've almost got an electronic DNA of the customer or the fan, so you can, what's going to be the thing, the hot button to press that will get them interested.
Yeah, I think that's kind of, always our goal as CRM managers here is to kind of create this 360 view of the customer. So, for most of the teams that have a CRM, they have a pretty good idea of what their ticketing behavior is because a lot of us use Ticketmaster Arctic, and that data feeds into our CRM. And for those who maybe aren't familiar with Ticketmaster Arctic, it's, if you were to go purchase a ticket, at bobcats.com, and you wanted to go to a game, you'd be using that Ticketmaster system. So we're able to collect, the address, the phone, and the email, and of course, what did you buy? So every team kind of has that, but now it's a little bit more sophisticated of things such as, what kind of emails do you respond to? What kind of surveys have you respond to? And that information, we're collecting it, and that's really what CRM brings to the table. There's so much information that, the fans are willing to give you, who's their favorite player, or I like to buy nachos in this, in the second quarter, or, I like to buy this jersey around Christmas, all those types of things. But it's hard to collect that data, kind of organize it in some way and actually assimilate something from it. And that's really where CRM really, really helps.
Yeah, we did actually talk about that with the display signage stuff where the technology is getting there, where you walk into the stadium and you scan your season ticket and your favorite player might be welcoming you to the arena. And that's the kind of stuff that CRM can offer us, isn't it?
Absolutely. And again, I think it's, I kind of like it into three areas. You've got to be able to collect the data. You've got to be able to analyze that data and then be able to do something from it. And I think really where CRM really, really helps is that collecting piece because there's just so much out there to collect. How do you organize this in any, in some organized fashion that somebody else can act on?
It's like a little piece of metal that you need to alchemize into gold. Good on you, Chris. Thanks for giving us an insight, and good luck with the Bobcats season ahead and with the National Democratic Convention, which is in your backyard over the next few days. Must be busy there.
Oh, it's unbelievable, and we're really excited here. Thanks again for having me on.
Chris Seppenfeld there from the Charlotte Bobcats talking to us about how they're doing their best in the customer relations management and how technology is allowing them now to know a lot about you and know what really works for you. So we'll see that start to really become sophisticated in Australia as well.
It definitely will. We'll start seeing a lot more of it as teams want to really maximise that value of the fan.
It's all about the fan. Without us, they got nothing.
Exactly.
Good on you, Sean. How can we find you online and in the digital world again?
SportsGeekHQ.com or Sean Callanan or SportsGeek on Twitter.
You can't miss him. Sean Callanan with us each Saturday morning here looking at digital sports. It's Francis Leach with you on Grandstand Breakfast.